suck my nuts.
Podcast. Fuck.
You got so lucky there.
Podcast. So bad. What a start, guys. Podcast 56. Let's talk about some stuff, John. How's your day been?
Wonderful.
What did you do this morning?
This morning, I had to work out, and then I had to clean my room, and then help my mom clean the house.
Okay, beautiful. But now John has to go to work. So this is the entire podcast.
Like, today. Do I, though?
No,
Do I?
No, you don't. The answer to that. What are they going to do about it?
Exactly. If you guys didn't know, me and Jack both, for a time period, worked in fast food. Mm-hmm. Different but places.
We now are starting a drop shipping company.
We are now working together at a place that is called Mart Wall.
Yep. And we're running with a partner of ours, Gio.
Yeah. And so I put my 2 weeks in last week, but Tuesday, I think it was. And part of me is like, do I have to go to work today? Like, I don't.
You should pull a Allie and just not.
Like, I don't have to.
Because they accepted Allie back. She's back there.
Do you know how fucked they will be if I don't go, though? Because they only have two people there till 10.
It's all right.
Up front. So they'd be fucked if I don't go.
They have to close the lobby then.
I'm helping everyone else out.
That's what McDonald's does.
We used to have the lobby closed close for a long time.
Anyway, we don't have much news, but the news we have is fascinating stuff. Riveting. I wrote this. You texted me. I'm on my way. And I hadn't even started writing the news. Got distracted and was
You said you had a reveal for me. What was the reveal?
My haircut.
Oh. I thought it was something more than that.
Fuck you. Go show me the light. You got a haircut, guys. Good job, John.
I hope they could hear the flip.
No, they couldn't.
How's Spider-Man going?
Good.
Are you on Miles Morales now?
Huh?
Are you playing Miles Morales?
Oh, yeah. I finished Spider-Man PS4 years ago.
Oh, how's Miles Morales going?
It's all right.
The Shawshank Redemption, Jack.
Mm-hmm. Best move of all time.
I nodded at him when he did that.
Shut up. I nodded to him when he did that. Madam Web spinoff.
Wait, is it confirmed?
No, rumored.
Well, that's been rumored for like how many years at this point?
No, but it's moving forward supposedly because of the success.
It's a lie, Jack. It's a lie.
What a lame movie.
They're making it up to you. It's all fake.
This is a lame movie.
Jack, this is all a simulation.
What a lame movie.
This is all in your head.
What a lame movie.
Idea? Yeah.
Madam Web.
What do you mean? She's probably the most interesting Spider-Man villain ever.
She's not even a villain.
She's most interesting Spider-Man character ever.
She literally is not a protagonist or an antagonist.
She's just an entity. Doesn't she show up in like one issue?
She's in a few.
Like how many? I don't know how many villains.
She's probably in like one issue of Amazing Spider-Man and then like a bunch of Spider-Man crossover or whatever.
Yeah, think about how many they're fucking
Spider-Man.
How many Spider-Man villains there are that have been in like at least like 40 plus issues, and none of them are getting movie.
No. I wonder who has been in the most. Probably Green Goblin. But Doc Ock...
Movies? Yeah, Green Goblin.
No, comics.
Oh.
Doc Ock was in 4 issues before Green Goblin was in 1. So...
I feel like... Interesting. Who would you say Spider-Man's arch nemesis is?
Green Goblin.
Because see, some people say it's Venom.
Wrong.
Yeah. At the same time, when was like, okay, this is a general question. When was the last time like Green Goblin was written like really, really well?
How long ago was December?
He was written well in December.
Oh, in the comics?
Yeah.
Comics are never good. Comics aren't good.
Like, when was the last time he had like a good storyline? Well, where he wasn't, like, when he wasn't like the Jackal or whatever.
Inherently biased, but Ultimate Spider-Man. But it's his own thing, so it's easy to give him like an arc.
And they fucking power him up in that.
Yeah, he's an actual goblin. He just, he fucking kills Spider-Man. So, you know, spoiler if you didn't know. But
in the main MCU. In the main Marvel continuity.
I didn't finish the newer run. Spencer. No, Otley. Wait. No, Spencer wrote it. And he was like, Kingpin's bitch, I think? It was
Goblin
so dumb.
Was?
It was such a Okay, oh, here's what happened. So they introduced this new villain, right? He's kindred. He actually he's pretty scary.
Wasn't that Harry?
And so the idea, and everyone was like, it's probably Harry. And then the reveal was just so lame. And then, of course, it was just Harry before One More Day, so he was still mad at Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. At least they got rid of the fucking Gwen shit.
But then they reveal that Kindred, he wasn't under any ultra-powerful, you know, supervillain. He wasn't under, like, Morlun, who almost killed Spider-Man. He's under Kingpin. Kingpin! Kingpin puts him in a box and then makes Norman his bitch and, like...
Wasn't it Harry?
Yeah, but then he makes Norman his bitch. He's like, you can only visit him once a day. And he sits there and he, like, cries to Harry. And then before that, of course, you had the reveal that he, being, like, 45, hooked up with Gwen, who was 16.
Dude, that was so dumb.
And had children who died.
That, like, completely ruined, like, her death.
Who knows? For a while. I can't tell you. I have never read a comic from, like, the 70s, 80s. I
don't know. Who do you think was Endgame? Him and Gwen or him and MJ, Jack?
Who was what?
Endgame.
Who was going, like, to make it?
Who would he ended up with?
The idea would probably be Gwen, but MJ.
Well, his thing is, like, he's, like, I think he's talked about in the comics where he's, like, if Gwen never died, like, I'd
never would have been with MJ. Because he was kind of a fuckboy with Gwen. But with MJ... But
in the comics, didn't he have them both, like, kind of chasing after him, and he chose Gwen?
He had every girl chasing after him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
he chose Gwen. An absolute player. The man, literally any female in that comic book, he had...
Oh my god, I saw the panel where he's, like, this dream again.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, that was so bad. Why did they do that?
Did you see the one where it was just full? The writer was like,
"You get a dump truck of an ad."
Yeah,
dude, why are they writing it like that? Why are they writing it like that?
I don't know, but that was pretty funny. Yeah, no, he dated Betty Brant, Liz Allen. In the original run, he had Betty Brant was dating him, and Liz Allen was chasing after him, and they were the two females in that book. And then they introduced Gwen, and he was dating her, and everyone they introduced sensed. He's, like, hot to them. So, playa. But MJ, he's cool with MJ. Have you seen the comic panel where he ties her up with webs? It's pretty crazy. Anyway, then we got, alongside the Madam Web, tickly tickly dup. Oh, but by the way, you're like, when's the last time they wrote Green Goblin good? When's the last time they wrote Venom good?
I don't know.
Actually,
I feel like I never hear anything about Green Goblin anymore. Like, on TikTok, I'll hear more stuff about... Well, Venom had a big arc recently with his...
Yeah, with the 200th issue.
Yeah, and also with the fucking... what's his name? Noel. And all that happening. He had that
thing. Yeah, I bought the variant cover for Venom 200, but I've never read a Venom comic. 200. I'm like, I'll just have this, I guess. It's pretty big.
In 20 years, I'll sell it for, like, $1,000.
Isaac told me it would be worth a bunch of money, but it's worth, like, 10 extra bucks. Something, I guess. Whatever. There is a rumor Spider-Verse movie they want to do. Because it's like everyone likes Spider-Man.
You know, like, let's say you buying these comic books, like, new like that, like the Venom one. Like, it's, like, considered kind of, like, it could be considered an investment, right? And, like, 20 years, you won't know how much it's worth. But at the same time, now it's, like, I feel like there's so many people that will buy those variant covers and stuff for a little bit more money to, like, have it in, like, 20 years to sell. Yeah. So, like, how much money will it actually be worth in 20 years now? Because, like, the Pokemon cards, back in the day, it's, like, no one really thought of it like that.
Yeah, no, it's like, weird.
Now people are always thinking with, like, about that. Yeah. So it's like, will it actually be worth more money?
Probably not as much as, like, Spider-Man 1 or whatever, yeah. But I think it will. Because there's already stuff like that. Stuff, like, from 10 years ago.
You know, like, even 10 years ago, there wasn't this, like, crazy... It's, like, the internet culture that, like, made it even more so, I feel like.
No, there's been chasers since
the internet started. Yeah, there's always going to be the chasers, but I'm saying, like, now, especially these past couple of years, when people buy comic books, they're probably thinking of it as an investment, too.
But the thing is, like, I don't know. I mean, Isaac isn't a good scale, but because there's so I need, like, two more ones to complete the Ultimate Spider-Man run. And there's this one that not only is it, like, $300, but it's, like, really hard to find. And he's like, yeah, I had that one, but I sold it for, like, $30.
He didn't.
Like, it's that type of thing.
He didn't sell it for $30.
I think it's probably the wrong one. Or maybe it was the $60 one that he sold for, like, $30. But either way, cucked himself out of a good...
What was that one time he got ripped off and bought something, like, way for a lot more than he needed to?
It's happened multiple times.
For, like, well, for what?
I don't know. It's him. I mean, who knows? But But yeah, Spider-Verse movie would be cool.
Yeah.
Supposedly there's like a bunch of like 100 minute of extra footage.
Yeah, yeah, I heard that. That'd be... That's cool. That's cool. Most of it's going to be probably hopefully Toby and Andrew.
Let's hope. Then we got some Secret War pictures. Secret Wars. Emilia Clarke. Who's she playing?
And then Nick Fury.
With his...
No eye patch.
Old man Nick Fury. I'm liking the look.
But how can you get much older than you already were?
I saw a bunch of rumors.
What?
Daredevil is going to be in it as a Skrull.
No. If they fucking did that...
I think he's a Skrull. He wasn't always a Skrull, but he is a Skrull in it.
That's why he hasn't had a show in a long time.
I didn't save it, but it was like, yeah, something like that. There was a bunch. Some guy was like, they work us to the bone, so fuck Marvel, and then he leaked a bunch of shit.
Marvel's going to have a lawsuit on their hands from me.
Happens all the time. He's probably... Wait, hang on. Secret Wars. Secret War... Wars... Leaks... What? Not Secret Wars. Secret Invasion.
Thank God I'm not working tomorrow.
Why? Culver's fundraiser?
For Young Life.
Oh, you. What?
It probably was... Question. Was this true? Like, did this actually happen?
What script says lingering sense of... Yeah, it does say that.
Why?
There's a lingering sense of recognition. Because they're meant to be together.
Yeah, but like, I get it. Like, just like, actually let her forget. Like,
because it's going to be cathartic in like 2 movies.
I don't want her in the next. I want her in like, I want 3 trilogies. And I want her in the 3rd trilogy.
Now there's
at the 3rd of this next one.
Now there's a reliable rumor that Miles is going to be introduced in the next movie.
Yeah, no. He better not be. Like, I'm being dead serious. Like, I won't watch in theaters. I'll watch in theaters. Yeah. I won't go to the red carpet premiere this time, Marvel.
They're begging you to be at the red carpet.
They are, Jack. I got an email about it.
Dude, I tried to watch SNL last night because Defoe was on it. SNL's so shit now. I couldn't even make it past the second skit.
But Defoe was on it.
He had like one line in the second one, and the first one was like a Ukraine bit. Like the Ukraine versus Russia thing. It was so bad. Anyway, here.
I'm from Ukraine.
Working crunch on Secret Invasion, CG. Love watching the MCU, but fuck this job. Haven't slept in what feels like weeks. Don't know the general plot outside of the scenes I'm working on, which are a lot of battle scenes. Shocker. Battling in the streets. Emilia Clarke has got to be Abigail Brand. I can't, like, hard confirm that, because we don't get character names, just designs. But considering I've been modeling fire coming out of her hands and alien tongue in her mouth. Oh. So you do the guesswork.
So you get to see your mouth a lot there.
Daredevil is in the show fighting Skrulls with Talos and Emilia Clarke. Runs alongside a moving bus at one point. It's neat. Falcon Kappa's there. He is an evil Skrull.
He's a what?
Evil Skrull.
No, this is fake. No, they would...
Hang on. Same with Ant-Man. Paul Rudd.
No way they're going
to
do that.
But I don't think it's supposed to recontextualize that they were always Skrulls. It's just supposed to be
I'm just saying they're really fucking over Sam. They like, should. Like, right after he got this Captain America, remember they fucking put Captain Britain Carter on there instead of him, and now he's going to be an evil Skrull.
Zachary Quinto is in the show. That felt huge to me because I didn't hear it at all. No idea who he's playing. Was with Maria Hill in some kind of space car, and they didn't trust each other. Nick Fury uses a giant alien sword. That's all I know. Riveting stuff, I know. I gotta go work on this Marvel show. And I didn't even get to give good leaks. Alright. In response to your question about Daredevil's suit, I wouldn't call it yellow, more like gold. The red is very, very dark too, nearly black. Different design from Netflix, less bulky. Completely different. Sleeker cowl with bigger horns. Overall, the best Daredevil suit I think has ever been in live action. I do not love the helmet on the Netflix one.
Sometimes it looks weird, but I feel like in season 3 it looks better.
Doesn't feel great.
I don't think it's much different, but...
But, I mean, it would be neat. Depending on how the yellow and red suit looks, it'd be neat to see, but...
I don't like the... I feel like it's just too out there. If it looks good, I'll take it, but, like, I feel like if they do it like the comics, I feel like it looks too much out there.
Well, it's not going to look like the comics.
It better not.
Yeah, people are saying probably fake, but...
Juno's probably a fake Jack. You're probably a Skrull.
Shut up. Oh, I said alien the N word, but it was alien ninjas, not.
Do you realize we are recording, right?
If this is legit, then this dude is a complete idiot. How easy would it be to track on the guy modeling fire breath coming out of me? You're saying.
What? You just mumbled.
I don't know. I'm just reading these people's comments, trying to gauge the truth. Some people are like, that's pretty cool. Some people are like, this is definitely fake. It was from 4chan, by the way. I'm
she's
on Reddit.
Actually, she's actually Firestorm.
That doesn't even make sense. I'm on Reddit right now, which is the most reliable source.
No, she's not Firestorm. She's Johnny Blaze, actually. Gender swap, though. Juanita Blaze.
That's not a thing. It might be a weird ask, but I hope Hill gets a decent role. Nobody cares about Maria Hill. Come on, guys. She's been around for 12 years.
You know what I started watching?
No.
Well, obviously you don't.
No. Exactly. I don't know why.
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, you.
It's been pretty good so far.
Whatever. Doctor Strange versus Mysterio concept. We talked about this on the side. It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
And they should have done it.
They should have, if they did it the right way.
Yeah.
I would hope. Yeah.
Obviously. Just while he's just in there. Pew, pew. Stanley lookalike. You saw this?
No.
It's going to be Stanley lookalike in Spider-Man No Way Home in like the cafe final scene.
There was going to be?
Was. And there's a dude that looks a little bit like Stanley.
Wait, like, but they purposely like wanted to make Stanley like look like he's in it, or like there was just like,
well, it's just like a kind of like a reference, I think. And I think he is supposed to be Stanley lookalike in it. I don't know though. This is the last time we're James Gunn. He's talking a bunch already about Guardians Volume 3, and he said this is the last time we're gonna see this team together. And it's going to be a dark movie.
Yeah. No one's expecting it.
Let's think about this, though. Drax is dead.
Yeah,
so dead.
Easily 100% gone.
Rocket is probably dead.
I don't feel like Star-Lord will die.
Star-Lord won't die. Gamora definitely won't die.
Groot?
Nebula could die.
I feel like Groot could die. Nebula, I feel like that'd be good. I feel like she's going to kill everybody. I feel like he was too inspired by the Suicide Squad.
Yeah. That's why I'm nervous. Well, not nervous. I'm going to kill them all, whatever. Groot's not gonna die.
I feel like Groot could die, though.
No.
What other story would they have for him?
But King Groot.
But, like, they're not gonna give Groot
a solo. He sells.
They're not gonna give Groot a solo movie.
They're not gonna kill him three times or two times. How many times they've killed him?
Didn't he, like, yeah, he vanished. Yeah, like, no, but I'm saying they teased it so much. They gotta do it at some point.
No. Well, they killed him, and then they killed him again, and he. They're both times, so he can't die, obviously.
Unless you burn him alive. And you keep burning him.
I don't know. That's just torture. He's not dead, though. Rocket could die, and it could give Groot a good, like, I am Groot. You know?
Rocket's definitely dead. So is definitely a fucking...
Because it's going to be like, this is who your creator was, Rocket, and then...
But I feel like either Gamora or Star-Lord will have to die.
No. I don't think either.
Those are the, like, I feel like those are the main
two. The only reason they'd kill Star-Lord is if they're scared because he goes to a church.
But she's so stupid.
I don't know. Whatever. I like Chris Pratt's film. Yeah, cool. And then, but they're probably going to reveal Rocket was made by the High Evolutionary. Because he's probably going to be in this. Because, what's his name? I don't even want to try, but I will. Chukuti.
Will Poulter.
No. It's a dude in Peacemaker. About. He's going to be in it, and he's like, my character is very dark and very powerful and huge.
He's playing Adam Warlock.
No, John, come on. I can't believe Will Poulter is playing Adam
Warlock. How many comics is Adam Warlock even in?
He's literally only important to the Infinity Saga.
Which he's not even going to be a part of.
Just too much. Man, I don't even know. But they're probably going to be like, High Evolutionary made you, Rocket, and these are your brothers or something. And then there's going to be like a dark twist about like they've been experimenting on people or something like that. I don't know. And then Rocket's going to sacrifice himself to save everybody.
I still can't believe this was your one souvenir from DC.
No, I have an Abraham Lincoln one, too. Not Boba.
Was that from DC?
But he's sitting on a throne.
Did you get that from DC?
Yeah.
I still can't believe this is your second. This is
one. I also got a shirt.
What shirt did you get?
I don't know. Anyway, fuck you, John.
Okay.
Let's see. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness synopsis.
Uh-oh.
Where's my phone, John? You ready for this?
Whoa,
hang on. Whoa. Fire. Stop touching my bobbleheads, John. Disney has officially released a synopsis. Here we go. In Marvel Studios, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, the MCU unlocks the multiverse and pushes its boundaries further than ever before. Journey into the unknown with Doctor Strange, who, with the help of mystical allies, both old and new, traverses the mind-bending and dangerous alternate realities of the multiverse to confront a mysterious new adversary.
Adversary. There you go, buddy. You said it right.
Shut up.
It's probably going to be good.
Yeah. If Sam Raimi's directing it, he's only ever made good stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
As we've discussed.
Yep.
Multiple times.
But I think it's going to be a good movie. Hopefully I hope they do stick to that horror element.
We'll see Nicolas Cage.
We'll see.
Superman.
I hope Nicolas Cage shows up as a Ghost Rider, but he has a fake paint over himself.
Huh?
Haven't you seen the videos of him when he did Ghost Rider, like the movie? A long time ago, he put fake paint on himself.
No.
Like the fake ghost paint.
No.
I feel like we've discussed this.
No. I mean, I don't listen to you, so it's difficult, but... Do you think we're going to see... Okay, here are the big ones. Do you think we're going to see Tom Cruise as Iron Man?
This is what he would look like.
Oh my gosh.
I hope that's how they put it.
Just that? No CGI?
No, this was before this, like the...
Yeah, no CGI, just that.
Yeah, this is what he would look like before. So, like, this is before everything was
done.
Yeah,
I know.
So I'm hoping that they don't go for that look. I hope they go for that look. Honestly, his look was pretty cool.
Yeah. It does look pretty
good.
Except
for parts like this, but you know, it's okay.
Do you think we're going to see Tom Cruise's Iron Man, John?
No.
No?
Probably. Wasn't a picture taken of him with the beard or something?
It's so fake.
Yeah, it definitely is fake, but still. I don't know. I don't really, like, at the same time, I feel like I don't want to see another Iron Man.
If it's just, like, they, like, go hop into a universe and he's just, like, there. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, but I don't want to see
team up with them.
Yeah, like, because they make it seem like with some things that they might spend some time in more.
Yeah, I think they're going to spend more time in maybe the old Fantastic Four, the same.
Yeah, which is what I...
If we spent some time with Sam Raimi and Sam Raimi's Spider-Man universe, John, I'd lose my mind.
Then he called Toby up, he's like,
Toby is definitely in it.
Yeah, he definitely is.
They got to do it. If they don't do it, it's such a missed opportunity.
Sam Raimi's just making Spider-Man 4, we've discussed this. Doctor Strange goes into the Sam Raimi universe, gets killed, and then it's just a Spider-Man
instantly
from there,
just right away.
Yeah.
the reshoots are just to make the trailer footage.
No, but like, no, it's not even like, okay, here's the thing, it's not even like we see Doctor Strange. Yeah, Doctor Strange goes into the universe, we realize what universe it is, then it cuts to Spider-Man swinging, you know, and then we just see Doctor Strange die in the background.
It's not important.
Yeah.
It's a Spider-Man movie. And then, so John Krasinski as Mr. Fantastic.
I would hope.
But it doesn't make sense for him to be Mr. Fantastic.
Why?
He's too much of a fucking ass. Mr. Fantastic, I never really understood that he was that much of a dick. He really is a dick.
Yeah, he is. But
so, he hit no, Susan. But like him as a cameo.
He hit Susan.
I know.
Oh, have you seen the thing? Apparently, I don't know if this is real or not, because now you never know if comic panels are real or not. Of
Dracula, you big fuck. My money.
Of Iron Man saying to Ant-Man was like, hey, we gotta calm down here, Tony. And he's like, don't you have your wife to go hit?
That's not real. Moon Knight Dracula.
Dude, they're so funny, though. I love the one with where he's talking to the Avengers, though.
I know you're here, Dracula, you big fucking nerd. There's a goddamn money.
Oh, the one who's talking to the Avengers. He's like, Dracula's not on the Avengers? Fucking liar.
His beef with Dracula, we better see it realized. And then I just... No, there was a rumor that he was, John Krasinski was going to play a variant of Mr. Fantastic because they're not going to get him for the actual...
I mean, I guess I'd like to see that.
Though. Yeah, that'd be neat.
Because if they're not going to get him for the actual role, then I'd like to see a variant of him.
Who else is rumored? And then pretty much everyone who's ever played Marvel characters rumored to return?
Chadwick Boseman.
John? All right. Then we're going to end up the Marvel segment with something I saw. It's not really news, but they wanted, for the original Fantastic Four, they were considering Robert Downey Jr. as Dr. Doom.
No, absolutely not.
And if he took that, he probably couldn't have been Iron Man.
Yeah, well, no, you know what would be so funny? As if he got Dr. Doom, and you know how he made Iron Man his whole personality after he got Dr. cast Doom as Iron Man? His personality. He becomes Dr. Doom in real life.
He runs this country in Southern or Eastern Europe.
He literally became Iron Man. Like,
he's just Iron
Man. Like, he became that became his personality.
It did.
You know how when people will make working out their entire personality?
He just made Iron Man.
Their job, their entire personality? Yeah. He made his work his personality, and it was fucking Iron Man.
It worked, though, because who doesn't like it? Batgirl. Oh. Oh, no.
What?
Batgirl has the first openly trans character.
Why is that not Poja?
Well, I didn't know your reaction was.
I think that's very progressive. Why are you laughing?
Because you're taking your dick out.
Oh, yeah, you're right with that. No, it's a very good step forward in DC.
Yeah. He'll be trained or played. Fuck, trained? Oh, God. He'll be played by...
As you guys can tell, I have been PR trained. Person. Jack hasn't.
Yeah, I haven't gotten into that yet.
Yeah, his training starts next week. I already went through mine.
I'm like, I love trans people. I mean, not in that way. Well, I mean, depending. No, but no.
we need to get you PR trained, Jack.
Peacemaker is getting a season 2, maybe.
It's like the biggest show in the world right now.
I haven't watched it.
I'm watching it soon. I'm going to wait for all the episodes. Is the last episode come out yet?
No.
Dumbass. I'm going to wait for the last episode to come out and then watch all of it.
Same with Book of Boba Fett, though. I may watch the Mandalorian episode.
First?
Just by itself. Just
dude, did you see the show where they did the pod racing?
Yeah. It's hard. What a shitty fucking movie, though.
Dude, I might get the Lego game, the Star Wars one, just for the pod racing part.
Oh, it was so hard. Bad in the first one, though.
Yeah, it was so hard, but it just looks so much fun. I forgot how much
fun. It all looks so much fun, though.
I know. But, the pod racing.
The graphics look so good. Mumble mode.
Do you think is it multiplayer?
I don't know. That's what
people know. Imagine if we could pod race each other.
It's not confirmed. Oh, because I saw someone be the only thing that would make this game, the greatest game of all time, is that they added the multiplayer.
Yeah, we should be able to pod race each other, Jack. Imagine if we got everyone to get it and we pod raced it. It's a fucking big ass pod race.
And let's see here. Then we got a spinoff, maybe another spinoff from a Suicide Squad character.
Who?
We don't know.
Who?
He just talked about it.
You know who I think he meant? He's going to do a spinoff with Rick Flag and his corpse and how he gets buried.
He should. Hmm? Just how he gets buried?
Yeah.
It's a burial process?
It's a 2-episode.
Just a funeral?
Yeah. Harley Quinn shows up drunk.
So Rob Pattinson has been talking, John.
About him being naked?
Well, no, he is going to be naked, but he's talked about how his thoughts on previous Batman iterations. He said, quote, "I sincerely believe the tone of the Batman has nothing to do, opposed to the previous movies," a little shade, "it feels new. In the comics, Batman is more unstable. If you read between the lines, it's actually very sad, whereas in the cinema, it is always his heroic side that's put forward." A little bit of beef here. "The Batman does the opposite. We capture the inner bubbling of the character. In my opinion, the only other way to achieve this is the animated film Batman Mask of the Phantasm." Man, this man knows his stuff. "When I saw it, it clicked. Being Batman is kind of a curse. It's a burden. But hey, man, you decided that, right? No, no, no. I have to be Batman. I was chosen, not the other way around. I don't think we've ever seen that in a live-action film."
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's valid.
Batman is kind of an unstable freak. He adopts kids to send them off to war.
That's why they're definitely going to do Robin in these eventually.
I hope this isn't just a trilogy. I hope it's more than a trilogy.
Yeah, but
it probably... I'd want two solos, maybe Robin in the third introduced, then
transition from Batman to Robin?
Yeah.
Not going to happen. That's going to be a trilogy.
No, I hope it's
not. Let's do it, though. Let's get a Mr. Freeze movie.
Let's get... Willem Dafoe's Joker?
Yeah. That's the only thing that makes Joker being in these valid, if it's Willem Dafoe.
I feel like they could do a really good Joker with these movies, and rather than, like, Heath Ledger did, obviously, best Joker performance.
Yeah.
Joaquin's,
I mean, The Dark Knight deserves the Oscar for Heath Ledger's performance alone.
Yeah. And also, like, Joaquin, what he did was really good, too. Sorry. Right. He's not in the conversation.
And then there's The Dark Knight, which has, I think it deserves an Oscar for Heath Ledger's performance alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
But no,
it's... And you have Jack Nicholson. But you also have The Dark Knight, which I think it deserves an Oscar for Heath Ledger's performance alone.
I feel like that they could capture, like, the real duality between Batman and Joker in these movies.
I think they did. I think The Dark Knight could have gotten an Oscar for Heath Ledger's performance alone. Shut up. Anyway, it was all Heath Ledger's performance alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Matt Reeves is also talking about the original Ben Affleck script, because he was approached to do the Ben Affleck script.
It was like James Bond.
He said, "I read a script that they had that was totally valid take on the movie. It was very action-driven. It was very deeply connected to the DCU with other major characters from the other movies and upcoming comics popping in." Or other comics, sorry. "I just knew that when I read it, this particular script was not the way I want to do it. I said, look, I think maybe I'm not the person for this. And I explained to them why I love the character. I told them, make it personal. And so that I understood, and the camera would be where I wanted to be, and the actors would do the fuck what I wanted to do." Sorry, he lost his mind a little bit there.
He didn't say fuck.
"This take," I told them, pointing at the script, "is totally valid and exciting. It's almost James Bondian." That's not a word, man. "But it wasn't something that I quite related to."
So we could have had a pretty good Ben Affleck movie.
No.
Well, he just said it was a good, valid take. Like, obviously, the Batman...
Is he going to say it's bad?
He didn't have to say it was good, though.
Yeah, he did. You're not going to say it's bad.
No, he didn't.
This is how I imagine me getting my Spider-Man
series. I read a script.
They're going
to
be like...
All he had to say was, "I read a script. Didn't fit how I wanted to do the character, and that's what I told them."
That's me when I get my Spider-Man series. I'm going to be like, "Listen, they wanted me to do the stupid fucking Miles Morales thing. I can't. It was very James Bondy, and I really like the take, but..."
Well, what else? Ben Affleck wrote it, right?
Yeah, but it's Ben Affleck. What did he ever do good?
Good Will Hunting.
Matt Damon carried that. We all know it. I feel it in my bones. You know what he did? Argo. Argo shit, John.
Didn't Argo win something?
Won the best picture. Didn't deserve it. It was a fucking... It's one of those movies you watch and you're like, how? Because, like, it was so mid.
Should we see what scripts Ben Affleck has wrote?
Probably nothing good. Because what was Argo? 2013?
You watched...
You didn't see it. Oh, thank God you didn't see it. Because that was a spoiler, because I'm very excited to talk... It looked
like Pokemon for a second.
Yeah, I'm very excited to talk about that movie.
Ben Affleck scripts. Ready?
Earliest.
Gone Baby Gone. Good Will Hunting. Live by Night. The Town was actually supposed to be really good.
No, but they say that, but they said Argo was supposed to be really good, and it was fucking mid. It was mid. I don't even know if he wrote it.
I don't think he wrote it.
Doesn't matter. It was mid.
Yeah, he's only written Good Will Hunting, The Town, Live by Night, and Gone Baby Gone.
Bro, Argo is so bad. Look at this. 3.6. How do you win Best Picture and have a 3.6 on Letterboxd?
Okay, let's see.
Let's talk about...
So this one is a 34 on
Rotten Tomatoes
that he wrote.
MIB3 I have as my second best film of 2012. Completely valid take. Only surpassed by Django Unchained.
You have The Dark Knight Rises below Men in Black 2? Men in Black 3?
Yeah. Men in Black 3 is significantly better. I don't know about that. I'm not even kidding. Dark Knight Rises is...
Okay. So he had one shitty movie. He's had 194. And now let's see what else.
Good Will Hunting doesn't count.
The Town. Okay, fine. We won't count Good Will Hunting. So he's a 92% Rotten Tomatoes, 94, and then a 34.
So overall, he's bad.
Overall, that makes him around, what would that be on average?
I think, here, John, what, is that 34?
34
plus 90.
94 plus 92.
92 divided by 3. Ew, 73? I'd be disappointed in myself.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that doesn't mean he's bad.
He's horrible.
a mid director.
He's mid.
So, but that means he could have. But
Now we're getting the Batman.
Yeah, the Batman. I never said the Batman's gonna be bad. I said the Batman's definitely gonna be much better than what we would have got with Ben Affleck. But I'm saying the script was probably pretty good then.
No. It's a 73%. Do you want a? There is no Batman movie that bad.
He had one bad movie.
And it really.
But the other two were 92 and 94. There's a good
chance that one was bad then, because he didn't want to do it. Okay, Joe. Fuck Ben Affleck. Fuck Bat. Fuck his Batman movie. Go fuck yourself, John.
You know, people don't really get. People talk about how dirty Henry Cavill has done. Ben Affleck was done kind of dirty.
No, he just got drunk all the time.
No, he was given a really shitty Batman, right?
Yeah, he was. But he signed up for that shitty Batman. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, but then he also then like poured his heart and soul into what it seems like he tried to at least pour his heart and soul into a script because he was getting drunk a bunch while writing it.
Oh, really? Put his
heart and soul. Like, I mean, like it made him like he was like I feel like he relapsed because of it.
Really put his friends on that.
I just mean like it drained him that much.
No,
writing that script.
No, that didn't drain him. It was just being on set of the Justice League movie.
Okay,
that's what he said.
I feel like it was all of it combined. I feel like he was just given really shitty circumstances.
No, Zack Snyder's fault.
I feel like Warner Brothers did him really shitty also because then the movie that he wrote that he's probably somewhat proud of, they're not even doing now.
He couldn't have been that proud of it. He dipped out of it like 3 times. You said you can use the script. I'm not going to be in it. No, we're not going to use the script. It's a bad script.
Well, didn't they try to?
No.
When they approached Matt Reeves.
Because he was attached still.
I thought.
He was still attached. Ben Affleck was still attached.
I thought Ben Affleck was going to direct it too.
He was, and then he dipped out of it.
What's this shit?
Spreading misinformation.
Let me see it again.
No.
I know. I want to see the Kingpin.
No. You can just watch season 3.
Actually, you're breaking it.
That was the season 1 picture I used.
I could probably just go through our podcast. We probably have it somewhere. No, we don't.
No, why would we have it somewhere?
I have a picture of it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Why? Anyway, Flash season 9 is probably the last season.
I know.
15 episodes. He has a pay rise. $200,000 per episode. This man is getting, like...
a bunch of money.
Like, that's more than 98% of America's fucking salaries.
Nice try.
An episode.
Didn't he have a kid recently?
I don't know.
But yeah, apparently there was a multi-season deal on the table too, and he chose not to.
Good riddance. It's about damn time. Every single year, people are like, oh, the show is good again.
And well, then, what if they keep it going?
But literally, then they kill him off. 6 episodes in, everyone's like, yeah, no, we lied, it's bad again.
What if they keep it going, but kill him off? Like, Christ,
son of a... Oh, I saw a clip of him talking to Reverse Flash. Like, a recent episode. It was so bad, bro. It's the same... It's just a shittier version of the 20 times they had the same conversation in season 1. It's the same stupid shit. Season 1's bad, by the way.
Season 1, 2, and 3 were good, and then it dips down from there.
Season 1 is so mid. Season 2 is a little bit better than mid. Season 3 is a little bit better than mid, I think.
Season 3 got a lot of hate
for some reason. I lied. Season 3 is a little bit below mid.
But season 3 got a surprising amount of hate. It didn't deserve as much hate as it got.
Well deserved hate. And then,
no, because people thought season 4 was better than season 3.
Probably was.
That
better.
Was the general consensus. No, it was not.
Season 3.
I did not like the first episode. I was like, oh shit, let's go. And then they just did nothing with what like him being trapped in the Speed Force for so long.
Yeah, season 3 was so fucking bad. No, season 4 was good.
Did you even watch past season 2?
Yeah, I've seen up to season 4. Season 4 is better than season 3. Mid.
No. Okay, wait, who are even the main villain? Okay.
It's the Thinker, but they have, like... They have a good excuse for, like, villain of the week in that one. And then he, like, combines their powers. And, like, he does come out of the Speed Force in episode 1, but he's confused for, like, 2 or 3 episodes. But in season 3, they did the Flash story, Flashpoint, in 1 episode.
Well, that's your main problem with that.
One. No, but that's just so
But you
dumb.
Feel the repercussions of it the entire
no,
season.
No, you do not.
Savitar is the only... The no, whole thing is created by Flashpoint. But also, okay, let's sing the main villains of every season.
But Savitar is so lame.
First season, Reverse Flash. Second season, Zoom. Third season, Savitar. Fourth season, The Thinker. Fifth season, it's fucking, what's his name? Cicada.
I don't know. I can't help with
this. We're on season eight right now, right?
If
season... Sixth season.
I don't even know. I think they stopped doing villains. Oh, isn't it Godspeed?
No.
Did they ever use Godspeed as...
They did. I think that was season seven.
What a waste.
Season seven was Godspeed and Reverse Flash, I think. season six. What's that? Nora's in season five.
I don't... Dude, I'm telling you, the show has never been good. Moon Knight, where's my goddamn money? No one here.
It was Bloodwork.
Who is that?
I heard the first half of the season was actually pretty good. You should, but then the second season...
Does he really look as cool off. As he looked in the comics?
They did Mirror Master again, but a shittier version.
Here, hang on. Let me read this Moon Knight panel. Someone's hacking the system, but who? Moon Knight, where's my goddamn money? No one here owes you money, you drunk, crazy asshole. Dracula isn't even on the Avengers, so stop calling. Wait, Dracula isn't an Avenger? That lying fuck. Wait, what did he look like?
In the show?
Yeah. Just a dude?
No, well, this is what he looked like at first before he, like, transformed and stuff.
What did he look like when he transformed?
I'm pretty sure he only transformed for, like, an episode. I don't even think I watched this season.
Could Max tell us?
Considering it's the CW, that's not that bad.
It just looks so bad. The show's never been good, John, I promise.
I think so. Then season 7, I think it was like Godspeed and Reverse Flash.
Season 8 then. I thought season 8 was Reverse Flash.
He's in every season somehow.
The main villain in like 5 seasons.
He's the only main. He shows up in every season. I think he showed up in every single season, even though he's been dead for like.
Yeah, since season like 3.
The weird thing is, Legends of Tomorrow, right?
They kill him.
Yeah, that, and then they bring him back. I don't know. For not on Legends. Well. Yeah, he's apparently made a return on Legends of Tomorrow for an episode. But you want to know the confusing part? Is it's not the part? It's not the character that plays Harrison Wells. It's the like. It's like
the other dude.
Yeah,
I thought. But shouldn't the other dude be the?
Yes.
Why is it always HR?
I don't know. That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, because he should.
It shouldn't be that guy.
It shouldn't be HR anymore.
No,
it should have been HR the first season, and that's it.
I don't know why they keep bringing him back like that. And I also, no offense, but I think that guy played a better Reverse Flash.
The other dude.
Yeah.
Or HR.
No, I feel like he was. I feel like Harrison Wells was good the first season, right?
Yeah.
But then after, other guy I feel looks like the other guy more looks more like it, and I feel like he started playing a better version of it then. Like, I feel like it carried on better.
Show's never been good, John.
It's so sad.
Well, I didn't think this way, but I saw a video, and this man just demolished his shit. Like, he just tore season 1 and 2 apart, and then he left 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 to just burn by themselves, because they were already killing themselves. Joker 2 is going to be filming in 2023.
Have you seen he's fat right now?
Yeah, for a movie.
Yeah, let's see if he can get back down, though. It's the only thing.
Yeah, didn't they say he was going to kill himself if he did it again?
I don't know.
Was he?
Him and his brother will see he's each other pull, again.
Pull the Rivers. His brother's name is Rivers.
Oh, yeah, no, I thought his brother's name was Joaquin for a second.
So who did you think was playing Joker? Don't ask me. Because I said Rivers and John looked at me like, fucking idiot. Me a
second, and then I was like, shit. Before you said it, right before you said his brother there was Rivers, I was like, I know. I was like, fuck.
Why? I mean, literally. Okay, here's the thing about this. If they actually got Willem to play.
Well, I want to see it. I liked the first one. Rewatched it recently. It wasn't mad. It's still pretty good. It's still a pretty good movie.
No, that's a pretty good movie, but
I don't think it's a complete ripoff of Taxi Driver.
It is a complete
ripoff. You can see the elements in it.
No, it's just Taxi Driver with King of Comedy.
I think you should rewatch it. You haven't rewatched it since the theaters.
I don't care.
And I think you should rewatch it because now you've seen Taxi Driver. Think, you didn't see Taxi Driver before you watched it. And now after, you see all the elements from it. After watching that than Taxi Driver, it's easier to see the elements that are similar.
I'll watch King of Comedy and Taxi Driver, and then I'll watch Joker, and it's literally just going to be those two movies having sex and making a baby.
Yeah, but that's a good thing.
No, do something original.
For once in your life. Those are two of the greatest. Those are two of the... Not greatest, but those are two really, really well...
Two of the most overrated movies of all time.
But they're still really, really well-made movies. And one... Okay, let's say... What are your top two favorite movies?
Shawshank and Mulholland Drive.
Let's say they made a baby and you watched that movie. How would you feel?
That would probably be a shitty movie, I'm not gonna lie.
Like, all the really good elements. Like, same tone, kind of.
I think it would be a clash.
But would it be a...
Because David Lynch and Frank Darabont have never connected...
You get what I mean.
I don't get what you mean. Shawshank and Spider-Man 2.
Shawshank and Spider-Man 2. How would you feel about that?
Well, that would be pretty cool, actually.
Mulholland Drive and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
That actually works better. I would watch.
You wouldn't watch it, though?
No. Okay. Because there's a difference between an inspiration and copying.
I don't think it was copied, though. You definitely can see inspiration, though.
It's copied.
I think you should see it.
There's shittier versions of it, though.
Rewatch both of those movies first, then rewatch.
Because they're not as well made or directed. They just look good.
I said, rewatch those two movies, then watch Joker, and we'll talk.
Okay. I'm not gonna.
Okay, next piece of news.
All right, you stupid fucking bitch. Pinocchio trailer.
Oh, yeah, I still haven't seen it.
It's cool. It's scary. Steve Carell is going to be in John Krasinski's next movie.
It's called If.
Yeah.
I heard the synopsis and I was like, oh, that's cool. Then I heard the synopsis and I thought it sounded kind of dumb.
You heard the synopsis and thought that's cool and then heard the synopsis?
No, I'm saying before, like when I saw the casting, I thought that was pretty cool. And then I heard the synopsis and I was like, fuck, that's dumb. Apparently some girl uses her imagination or some shit, and that's why it's called If. Or it's like her learning how to use her imagination, and I was like, oh, shit.
That is pretty dumb. Gotta be good, though. Mortal Kombat 2. Yeah, got a sequel. It's getting a sequel.
How the fuck did this get a sequel?
You know, bombed.
Yeah, I know it did.
Because they didn't even do the combat part, the Mortal, like, the arena thing. I don't know.
How did they get a sequel?
Not only do I not know anything about Mortal Kombat, but I didn't see the first movie. But I guess they didn't do, like, the thing. So, I guess they have to do the thing.
I'm going to show up to my work with the Kane's Cup, and they're going to have to let me use it. to use my own drink.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant Piss Cup, John.
Yeah.
Dwarfs. Did you see this, Sean? Peter Dinklage was like, fuck, starring the Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I agree with him. He's right.
Defensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they're going to make the magical creatures now. That's lame, bro. I want to see...
I think the past two reboots that they've announced, they should cancel. Like Ariel.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. I was talking to someone about that.
Tinkerbell.
That's not a thing.
Oh, that wasn't real? Okay, good.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That was my nightmare.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. It's a title. What's offensive about that?
Well, he says that they make them kind of seem like kind of stupid.
That's not true. A Hobbit? The Hobbit?
Well, Peter Dinklage, he doesn't take roles as like characters who are dwarves even.
Yeah, he's missing out, man. It's pretty good dwarf characters. He could have been Frodo Baggins.
You could have been Frodo Baggins.
No, I'm tall. I could have been Gandalf.
Oh, Percy Jackson is getting a...
I didn't write that down because they did that. They announced that at the Disney thing. I don't know why this is news. That was confirmed. I thought they already wrote a draft.
They did. I don't think they announced it. Well, they might have mentioned it was getting a series, but...
They did. They gave the title card. There's no new news. That's not new.
But, what's his name wrote the first... Is help writing the first episode.
Rick...
Yeah. I hope they actually use Greek people.
Nah.
I'm hoping. Greek representation.
No.
I'm going to see my culture with non-Greek people?
Yeah.
The fuck is this? I'm going to...
You're going to sit down and take that shit.
I'm going to boycott this shit. I'm not seeing this.
Yeah, go up there with Panos.
Me and him are going to boycott it.
Arnold is playing Zeus. In what probably is a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah. Because it literally just says at the top, Arnold.
It says Arnold, and then February 2022, but no one's ever talked about this. And it comes out next month.
Or just one of those really shitty movies that he made.
Jason Momoa, maybe the next Fast and Furious villain.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jason. Oh my god. I you know how bad this is? It's, you know how bad Fast and Furious is?
Yeah.
To the point where I saw something and I thought it was a real thing.
I know what you're talking about. It's like Bust Logic thing.
I thought that was real. Oh. I thought they were actually going to do time travel. I thought that was real.
Same. I did. I had to like, it's like, who posted this? I thought it was Vince. Yes. Dude, again? Holy shit. This is the third time we did this today. Me and John have never had an original thought. We're just becoming the same person.
I was like, no way, this is fucking real. I look at the picture again, and I'm like, did Vin post this? Because I thought Vin posted it. And then I see Boss Logic, I was like, oh, okay.
And then, Oppenheimer. Christopher Nolan's next movie is filming in March.
Pretty sad cast, too.
Yeah.
Let's see if Robert Downey Jr. can not play Tony Stark.
Yeah. We'll see. Okay, John, hey, what have you been watching?
I told you I started watching How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah, I don't.
Pretty solid. Mm-hmm. You get the first episode is a little forced feeling, but it's pretty good. Oh, I watched this movie with Paul Rudd. What's it called?
Paul Rudd.
It's with Jason Sudeikis as well, like the dude who's from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh yeah.
Where he's like married to
your mom.
The girl that is dating Jim in season like 2 or 3.
She's hot. I never appreciated her.
Well, because you just wanted him and Pamela.
Yeah, that's true. You know what, John? Okay, here's what I watched.
It was called I Love You, Man.
You. Here's what I watched.
It's actually pretty good.
I got a little bit... I'm almost done with The Punisher.
Okay,
it's good. Really good so far.
Good. You're about to start on season 3 of Daredevil.
No, I'm watching Breaking Bad.
Shut the fuck up.
Alright, and then I watched Fantasia 2000, and it was...
This is the most confusing title I've ever heard in my life. I went to Netflix to see if, like, I had my watch it again, like, you know, and it's... The woman in the house across the street from the girl in the window.
Yeah, it's dumb. Let me see it.
It's number one in the U.S. today. Is that Kristen Bell?
You.
Yeah, it is Kristen Bell.
Anyway, Fantasia, overrated. And Fantasia 2000, it's pretty mid. Dinosaur, John. Oh my god, this movie was so dog shit. Dog shit, it's the worst Disney movie by far.
Dinosaur? I heard it was pretty fire.
Look at this. It was so bad. They tried to do CGI in, like, real life in, like, mm-hmm. 2001. Think about that one.
No, it's really good.
You know what else came out in 2001?
What?
The fucking troll from Harry Potter. Remember that? That's what this
that entire... That was pretty fire. That's
right. That's what this entire fucking movie looks like. All right, then I watched one of my new favorite movies. Oh, wait, what? Actually, no. This is the one I'm excited to talk about, though. I forgot how incredible The Emperor's New Groove is. 5 stars.
Don't give it a 5. 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 That's your review? 5?
Let's go! Cool! It's so good, John.
Is it? Where does it land on your highest ranked movies of all time, then?
Let's see. I have to watch Croc's New Groove now. Clunk. Lists.
No, of all time. Oh, you're top 150. Okay.
I'm redoing it. 52. It's not very high in there, but there is a new movie that is.
Oh, what, Jack?
I was a bit nervous about this period because it's a bit. They've been all over the place, right? I mean, we literally went from Dinosaur to, like, one of my favorite ones. But, we'll get to that, though. I watched, of course, I had to rewatch Funky Monks. It's the Chili Peppers documentary when they were making Blood Sugar.
Was that your top 4?
Yeah, I didn't rank that one. But there's this one part where they talk about that they saw some guy, like, put his entire fist in a vagina and then, like, open it.
Could we do that, Jack?
Or you do that to me with my butt.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Then I watched Atlantis, The Lost Empire.
How was it?
It's pretty mid. This one dude was like, it's the best movie of all time. It's, oh, yeah, Shea Frillis. Fucking masterpiece. Yeah, it's not. Sorry.
I heard it's pretty good. I heard it's masterpiece from Shea Frillis.
Yeah, well, Shea Frillis has no clue what the fuck he's talking about. I then watched... Oh, I forgot to log the date, so I logged the date for All Too Well, the short film by Taylor Swift. 1 star. Then, John, this is the one. I never had any emotional attachment, or I didn't give a fuck about this franchise. So I went into it, whatever. Not only did it entice me and engross me, but it was emotionally poignant. Lilo and Stitch. Who would have thought? Not me.
I remember seeing it a long time ago when I was young, and I liked it a lot, but I haven't seen it since.
It may be my favorite Disney film.
Really? Jack?
It may. That's not Pixar.
Okay.
But it is my, it may be my favorite animated Disney film. It's really good. It's really good. It's really good. I was surprised by that. I then watched Treasure Planet, which is kind of like the brother, we'll call it, to Atlantis, and it is a little bit better. So, Shrey Phillips can suck my dick. This one is better.
Okay. Did you tell him that?
I did. To his face. He's a little fat dude, so it's all right. I then rewatched The Grand Budapest Hotel. It's perfect. It's my 10th favorite.
Really good?
It's my 10th favorite movie of all time. So.
That's good.
I enjoyed it. It's the third watch.
Third?
Yep.
I want to rewatch, what's it called?
Shawshank Redemption.
No, what's his most recent one?
The French Dispatch?
Yeah.
Anyway. Wes Anderson makes me.
That animation, though, is
so good. Do everything. Do everything at all times.
The animation in that movie is so good, though.
Anyway. Anything else?
No. That's about all. All
right.
Watch some South Park.
Ew.
That's about it.
South Park isn't good.
Do you know what isn't good?
Hmm.
Your cooking.
My cooking's great.
Oh, just tried.
I had four really good eggs today.
Four.
And canes that I made myself. And cinnamon toast.
Crunch?
No.
I had French toast yesterday.
I don't care.
Some really nice French toast.
I make better French toast.
I make best French toast.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
I don't.
Ringo Starr told me.
I'm complimented for my French toast all the time.
Ringo Starr told me.
They say it's the gourmet boxed French toast.
Ringo Starr. No, that's it. That's it.
Gourmet, the stuff you get out of the box.
Wait, how many people listen to this?
The stuff you get out of the box.
Let's see how many people listen. Tell,
like, comment down below if you listen to this.
We don't have a comment section.
No, exactly.
Let's see, Jack.
Get away from me.
Let's see.
Help!
You almost pushed me in the camera.
If you would have to pay for that.
You would have pushed me.
No, because you were harassing me. You guys hear this? Listen, our point is, comment down below if you are watching this right now.
Subscribe to our Patreon.
Subscribe to our Patreon. Check us out anywhere. It's the podcast or we're podcast.
And check out our YouTube for exclusive videos every week.
Goodbye.